Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bavakama, Perik Tess, Mishnah Yud Beis. Nasan, suppose the Gazlan gave Hakesev, the money, meaning the Karen and the Chaimish, the principal, and the fifth, Lianshei Mishmer, to the shift of Kehanim that was serving that week, so he fulfilled his mitzvah of returning the Gzeil. And again, as we remember from the previous Mishnah, we're talking about someone who stole from a ger, swore to him a lie that he didn't steal, and afterwards the ger died without any yarshim. Now he comes to be moed, and now he wants to tshuva. So we learned in the previous Mishnah that he pays the Karen and the Chaimish to the Kehanim of that Mishmer, of that shift, that is serving in the Beis HaMikdash that week. So really we said there are three things. There's the Karen and Chaimish that he gives to the Kehanim, and there's the Karben Asha. Now, he gave the money to the Kehanim, but Vameis, the Gazlan, died before he had a chance to be Makriv the Karben. Sagt the Mishnah, Ein Hayarshim Yechaylun L'Hoytzi Miyada. The Yarshim of the Gazlan, let's say the Gazlan's sons, they can't come to the Kehanim and say, well, there's a set over here, Karen, Chaimish, and Asha. And being that our father never got a chance to be Makriv the Karben Asha, so therefore please give us back the Karen and Chaimish because the set is incomplete. Like if our father's not going to have a kapara, why should you get to keep the money? The reason that they don't have this tainah to the Kehanim, Shenema, because the Pasuk says, again in Parshas Nasai, Kapitel Hei Pasuk Yod, Ish Asher Yitein Lakayin Lo Yia. In other words, the Torah says, once the money gets to the Kayin, it's his. Ish, a person, Asher Yitein Lakayin, that gives the money to the Kayin, even though he wasn't Makriv the Karben Asham, and in our case didn't get a chance to be Makriv the Karben Asham, lo yia. It belongs to the Kayin of it. Which is really good news for this person, because it means that he has some level of kapara, even without being Makriv the Karben Asham. That's what the Torah says the Kayin keeps the Kesef. Even though it's not a complete kapara, because you need all three, the Karen, the Chaimish, and the Asham, but being that it is some level of kapara, we don't take the money back from the Kayin. Taisvis and Daf Kuf Yud Amid Bey says an interesting thing. From here we see that the Kehanim don't have the option to be Moichel the Kesef, being that it's a part kapara. Not just he owes someone money, so he pays it to them, as if he owes it to them. No, then they would be able to be Moichel it. We see now that it's considered a kapara. That's why they don't have to give it back. And that's why the money, if you notice in the Mishnah, is referred to, the Mishnah teaches the Pasuk Asham as money, because it's Mechaper like the Asham. So I state in the Sefer Ahavah B'Tanugim. If you want, you can look in the Tosfos Yamtiv and see more about this. Now, how many shifts of Kehanim were there? The Kehanim were divided into 24 shifts. Each week, a different shift of Kehanim went up to Yerushalayim to do the Avodah. When did they change shifts? On Shabbos. One Mishmer left, the other Mishmer came in. Perhaps you remember the Sugya from Masechtas Sukkah. Shmuel HaNavi and Dovid HaMelech were the ones that divided the Kehanim into 24 shifts, and each shift was called by the name of the head of the family during that time, during the times of Shmuel HaNavi and Dovid HaMelech, when they divided the Kehanim into the 24 shifts. Now, what happened to this person who again stole from the ger, swore falsely? Now he has to give the Kesev, that's the Karen, and the Chaimish to the shift of Kehanim. Then he has to be marked with the Asha. Does it all have to be with the same shift of Kehanim? This set of Karen, Chaimish, and Asham, does it all have to be with the same shift? Or could he switch it? The Karen and the Chaimish to one shift, and be marked with the Asham through a different shift of Kehanim? Let's see our Mishnah. Nosan HaKesef to the shift named Yehayarev, Lehayarev. That's the first of the 24 shifts. By the time he got to the Asham, it was the next week. So V'asham went to the shift with the name Yedaya, V'asham LeYedaya, which is the second shift. So Yatza, the Gazlan is Yotza his Chayv, Chayv meaning of what he needs for a kapara, for stealing the money and then lying. It's okay for the money to go to one shift and the Asham to the other shift as long as it's in that order. But if he did it the other way around, if he reversed the Seder, he was Makriv the Karben Asham, he gave it to the Mishmer called Yehayarev, Asham Lehayarev, which is the first. The Kesev, then the next week, he gave his money, Liyadaya, to the second Mishmer. In other words, he was Magdim the Asham to the Tashlum, and he gave the Asham first He was makir of the carbon first, and then he paid it. So im kayim ha'asham, if at the time that he gave the money, the asham is still around. In other words, the first mishmer, yayariv, received the carbon to be makir, but they weren't actually makir of the carbon yet. When he gave the money to the mishmer called Yedaya, the carbon was still around. So it's mutter to be makriv afterwards the carbon asham, because lamaisa, the payment was made before the carbon. However, in this instance, the chachamim would give a knas, a penalty to the first mishmer, to Yayariv, and they would have to give over the carbon to Yedaya to be makriv. Yakivu b'nei Yedaya, who would be the second mishmer. They're zeichin, the mitzvah of being makir of the carbon, and they also get the skin and the meat of the carbon, the parts that they're allowed to eat. Why did we give this knas on the mishmer of Yayariv? And the answer is because it was wrong for them to receive the asham, to even take it, before he gave the money. But Yedaya, they didn't do anything wrong. This was their week, and they received the money. However, v'im lav, if let's say the asham isn't here anymore, Yayariv was already makriv the carbon asham before he had a chance to give the money, before he gave the money during the second week to Yedaya, then he's not yoytze his chayv. Then yachzer v'yavi asham achar, yachzer, he has to turn around like chazara. V'yavi, and the gazlan has to bring asham achar, another carbon asham, and give it to Yedaya, and they have to be makriv it. This way he has his asham after the keset. What is the reason for this? This is not just in regard to gezel hager. It's a rule. Shahamevi gezela, a person who pays the gezela of the keren and the chaimish, actually hevi ashamai, before he's makir of the asham, yatsa. Even though yatsa sounds like it's bidiyavit, but what we mean to say is, no, that's the way to do it. First you pay the gezela, afterwards you're makir of the carbon. We're using the word yatsa because of the seifa, because of the next part. But if hevi ashamai, if he brings first the carbon asham, he brought the carbon asham atchaloi hevi, before he paid gezeloi, the gezela to the bialim, or in the case of gezela ger to the kehanim, lo yotze, he's not yotze even b'di'evet. B'di'evet means even if he did it already. Not only that, the carbon is pasul. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Whether it's a case of him returning the money to bialim, or in the case of gezela ger, he's returning the money, that is the keren and the chaimish, to the mishmer of kehanim, what is the din? If nosan is a keren, he paid back the principal. He stole 100, he gave back 100. He didn't give the extra fifth yet. And they were makriv, the carbon asham, before he gave the fifth. His yotze is chay. Ein ha-chaymish ma'akev. The additional chaymish that he has to give does not prevent the kehanim from being makriv of the carbon. Because the kapara comes through returning the principal amount and being makriv the carbon asham. Quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah here. He gave the kesef to the Anshi Mishmer, which he was supposed to do, because we're talking about a gazlan who stole from a ger, swore falsely, and now the ger died. But what happened here is he gave the money to the Anshi Mishmer, and now the gazlan died. So he can't bring the carbon asham. The yarshim tainu, well, if he doesn't have the whole set of kapara, which is keren, chaimish, and asham, they say to the kehanim, give us back the money. And the answer is they don't have to. Because the pasuk says isha sheyitin l'kain lo yia, and we explained this means that he did have some kapara ready, with the fact that he paid back the money, although he didn't have a complete kapara, because unfortunately he wasn't zaycha to bring the carbon. We said that if he gave the money to the mishmer called Yayariv, we said these names come from the people that were the heads of the mishpacha at the time that David and Shlomo divided the shifts of kohen. If he gave the money, that's the Karen and the Chaimish, to the Mishmer of Yayariv, which is the first Mishmer in the cycle of 24. And the next week, the Asham to the next Mishmer, called Yedaya, he's Yaitza. But if he gave the Asham to Yayariv, which is the first Mishmer, and then the Kesef, the week afterwards, he gave the money to Yedaya, which is the second Mishmer, he reversed the order, so it depends. If the Asham is still around, in other words, the first Mishmer, Yayariv, wasn't Makrivit yet, you can still be makir of the carbon asham, as long as the money was given over before they were makir of the carbon asham. However, Chazal would give a knas over here to the Bnei Yedaya and say, you can't bring the carbon. You have to give over the carbon to the next mishmer, because you should have not taken that carbon before making sure that he paid the money. Oh, but lemaisa, you could still be makir of the carbon. But if the carbon is not around anymore, if by the time he gave the money, the carbon was brought already, then it's possible. Then the gazlan has to bring another carbon asham. And he would give it to Yedaya, and they have to be makir of it. Because the din is, if you bring your gazela before the asham, that's okay. That's what you're supposed to do. But the asham, before returning the money, is not good. You're not yet. However, if he did pay back the principal amount, but he just didn't pay the chaimish yet, and they were makir of the carbon came before the chaimish, as long as the karen was paid, and you say the carbon is a good carbon.